How does bevacizumab fit in your algorithm as you go through these single agents? And do you see that changing if, as we might expect, that it's going to get approval and reimbursement?
Well, bevacizumab, I think, is a very exciting agent for me. Again, I go countercurrent to some of my colleagues. I know some take a major hard line by basically saying, well, you know, it didn't work with capecitabine, and I'm only going to use it front line and going to use it out back. And I've seen a couple of absolutely phenomenal responses in women with far advanced disease who have failed many prior forms of chemotherapy. One young woman comes to mind. She lives in Minnesota and has been consulting long distance over time. And I was getting very frustrated because the extent of her disease was starting to become incapacitating, a young woman. And she's under the care of a very competent oncologist now. We made a recommendation. She was already being treated with trastuzumab. She's HER2 positive. And we elected to go ahead and treat her with trastuzumab, Abraxane, and Avastin. And I've heard from her dad and from her that she is a new woman. Huge intra-abdominal masses have virtually disappeared, and she's able to enjoy her life and her family. Another young woman was treated with a combination of gemcitabine and Avastin and had tumor markers in the many thousands, and she had very dramatic anti-tumor response to the combination. And this is third, fourth line. I'm using it more and more, but fortunately, I'm participating in the RIBBON-1 and RIBBON-2 trials. We have six or seven patients on those trials already out of, I guess, 25 that have been enrolled nationally. We've chosen, within the RIBBON-1 trial, we have the ability to use an anthracycline-based combination, a taxane-based combination, or capecitabine. And in keeping with my personal philosophy of trying non-alopecic regimens, at least four of the first six of our patients are treated with capecitabine, and all four are undergoing some form of anti-tumor response, objectively and subjectively. Whether they're receiving bevacizumab or not, we don't know. But it's another testimonial to Xeloda.